This is Twit.
Did you see this article? Millennials unearth an amazing hack to get free TV. The antenna. They quote, I got to sign in because it's behind a paywall, but they quote some millennials who say, I had no idea that all this free programming was out there, and all I had to do was get us some rabbit ears. I don't know.
Well, I did this last year, the year before, when I was in San Jose. It was like, okay, I don't actually need to pay cable for TV because I have Netflix and Amazon, and if I just stick a thing on the wall, I can get the live stuff that the cable providers can give me, and that's done. And in the UK, it's, you know, it's even better. But the digital over-the-air stuff here is actually really good. And all the channels have, you know, there's iPlayer for the BBC, there's an ITV app, there's a Channel 4 app, there's a Channel 5 app. So all the channels are competing to give you digital versions of their stuff too. So when I buy a TV here, it says, give me an internet connection, give me an over-the-air connection, and I'll give you what you can find out of both. So it's, you know, it's already happened here. And the US lags a bit because there are these monopoly cable providers who are trying to persuade you that you need to pay them $200 a month to do this for you. So yeah.
That's kind of the joke of it is that, look, I didn't have to go to the cable company to get all these free sites. That's amazing. It's incredible. I can't understand why the Wall Street Journal wrote this article, to be honest with you. I really did think I must be reading the Onion here. Shows a millennial family watching television.
Part of this is like, let's mock millennials. There was some guy today
maybe
saying,
that's it, yeah.
Millennials tell me they don't answer the doorbell unless someone texts them first. And it's like, well, and it's like, yes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You're a journalist in London. The millennials in your office are living like, you know, six to a flat. They're not going to answer the door because half the things won't be for them. They're not in a house in the suburbs like you are. Right. And they don't have a family member at home all day to answer the door for them.
I was just kind of surprised that this technology exists, says Mr. Cisco, 28 years old. It's been awesome. It doesn't log out and it doesn't skip.
But you have to stand up and hold the antenna and put your left leg up.
We got to teach them that. Apparently, antenna sales are up 7%, 8 million units, according to the Consumer Technology Association. So maybe there is a boom in antenna TV.
Cisco says, I remember this back, you know, 15 years ago, we were down to 12% of America got their TV from over the air.
Right.
It's got to be next to nothing now.
Right. Almost a third of Americans, 29%, are unaware that local TV is available free, according to a survey by the National Association of Broadcasters. What? Have things changed this much? People, you can watch. Wait a minute, what? It's flying through the air. Somebody says, is that legal? 24-year-old Hunter Wills, living in Chicago, mostly watches Netflix. I had no idea. I'm still not even familiar with the concept. She thought it was some modern satellite service or something. He's one of the guys says of his daughter in her early 20s. Wow.
Are we all doomed?
Yeah, we're doomed. I just want to give them a dial telephone and see what they do with it.